Blog Talk Radio.
My Stars of Heaven Network listeners, and welcome to the 9th year anniversary celebration of Bride of Christ Women's Ministries. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be here with you on this beautiful Sabbath day, the Lord our rest. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I am so full and excited to be here on today, here on the Heavenly Host broadcast. And this is truly the official premiere launching of the celebration on today, because today marks the day where Rise of Christ Women's Ministries, when I established it, was recognized by the great state of Illinois. Yes, it was in 2009. And I tell you, that is the exact date that they received all my information, and they received it, and it was approved. And I tell you, to know that that the thing that God has caused us and called us to create for His glory is manifested here on earth. Amen. Because everything He does is to establish His power, His glory. Amen. His kingdom. Amen. Here on earth. So I just wanted to say that because today is the 7 days, 7 months, and the 8th day. And that was the date that it was recognized by the state of Illinois as an entity, and as well as me being an ambassador, amen, here in the earth, amen. And I tell you, that would not have been it had I not taken it by faith and by force, amen. And I tell you, He's already given us the charge to fulfill the Great Commission, and that should be when if you are anointed, should I say, if you're anointed and ordained, amen, to do so, amen. So it's quite different than being a believer in Christ and then being a minister of the gospel. You know, everything we do in being given the charge as commissioners, amen, is to make disciples of men. So I'm excited. I'm excited about this perfect day, amen. And I tell you, the word of the Lord is so true when He said He will perfect those things that concerned us. He knows how to make it perfect, amen. And the only way those things can be made perfect, amen, and be brought into divine order is if we cast them upon Him, amen. He said, cast all your cares upon Me, for I care for you. So as you cast your concerns, your cares, He knows those things that concern you. He said, I will perfect it. Amen. And all you have to do is just stay the course. Amen. And stand on the word of God and keep the reins. Know how to navigate the reins. Amen. Through the terrains of your life. Amen. And I tell you, that's what I've been doing for the past 9 years. Reigning, because I truly have been reigning on the throne of Christ, amen, as He sits on the throne of my heart and in the heavens, ever making intercession for me and for you, for us, amen. So I'll tell you, I'm full, I'm excited. Before I came on, I was in a beautiful worship, and I had to come down to come and get on air, but I tell you, What a blessing it is to be crowned by His loving kindness. And I tell you, on today's broadcast, it's just a premiere of the official celebration that has now begun. And I'm just gonna share with you some foundational things that I kind of touched on in the 4th of July celebration regarding the homecoming king. Yes, the homecoming king. And I touched on a little bit about what the Lord said that He wanted me to say and what He wanted to declare in this 9th year of my celebration. But first, I want to kind of touch on a Facebook post that I posted regarding the crowning, that we are crowning. Because when He gave me that word this week, He said that many of us are going through a warfare. And He said, stay the course, amen, and well, regardless of what it looks like, He said, you are crowning, amen, and as when we receive our crowns in heaven, amen, by overcomers, amen, we do so by what? Fighting the good fight of faith. Yes, fighting the good fight of faith. And I tell you, the good fight of faith will keep you turned on. Yes, it will. The good fight of faith turns me on, amen. It'll keep you lit, amen. It'll keep you on fire. Amen. And that's why James said, think it not strange of these fiery trials that come to try you, that our trials only come to make us what? Strong. Amen. And so when we are tried or when we are tested, it's to only show us what we're made of. Amen. And as always, we can laugh at the devil because he's a defeated foe. He's always going to lose. Amen. Because we are more than conquerors. Amen. You are more than a conqueror, him that loves you, him that loves us. Amen. But in that posting that he gave me about crowning, as our redemption draweth nigh, he said that that crowning is like a newborn baby that's coming through the womb. And as we push and as we pray and as we are pressed, amen, and as we're squeezed, amen, as Jeremiah said, I'm trod on every side, I'm pressed on every side. He said, but you're yet moving. There's yet movement despite what you see, amen, what the enemy's trying to do, attempting to do. He said, keep pushing forward by declaring my word, by praising me, amen. He said that you're crowning to a new place, amen. And so I wanted to just touch that because I wanted to encourage you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, who are standing by faith. Amen. Don't be moved by the warfare. Amen. It's by faith. It's going to be by the Spirit of the true and living God that takes you to your next realm. Amen. And it's going to break you through. Amen. And because he said, it's not by my but my power, but by our spirit, says the Lord. And as we are in divine favor with him, as we are in divine alignment with him, and right standing with him, right relationship, as we confess our sins, forsake our sins, he says that you will see the newness of the new day. You will see the newness of the release of the breath of God, which is the power of God moving your situation. Amen. And so be not dismayed. Amen. He said, David said he's seen the wicked grow as a green bay tree. He said, but they will soon be hemmed down, cut down, which is a green herb. So I want to encourage you to know that we are crowning in this this hour. Amen. Don't give up. You're making great headway. I've made great headway. Amen. By staying the course, by receiving instruction. Amen. And allow the presence of God, allow his favor. Amen. Which will blow you through, amen, will push you through, amen, and the wind of God is against your back to prepare you for it, amen. So I just want to release that to you and say that to you, amen. And so, again, that posting was really encouraging to me as I sought the Lord about today's premiere broadcast. And I tell you, this day 9 years ago, in birthing Bride of Christ Women's Ministries, I'm just amazed and humbled, hallelujah, how I've grown, amen, in my knowledge of him, amen, and that truly has been through my worship, amen, sitting at his feet, continuing to follow on to know the Lord, amen. He said, then shall you know if you follow on to know the Lord. So it's a blessing to be here with you on the Stars of Heaven Network to celebrate all what the Lord is doing in my life and doing with Brothers of Christ with his ministries. And I tell you, this ninth year of my celebration, the one thing that I really sensed in the Lord speaking to me, and what I sense is always on his heart, is where he chooses to rest. Amen. And that's really important because as the word of God says in 6 days in Genesis, the beginning, in 6 days he worked and in seven he rested. Amen. And I tell you, it's where he chooses to rest. Amen. He told Zacchaeus to come down. Zacchaeus was up in a tree trying to see him. But he said, come down, Zacchaeus, for today I must abide at your house. Amen. So, you know, we have to be in a position where the Lord can reach us, amen. And that's always by humility. It's always by humility, amen, and by being sober-minded, amen, not being high-minded, amen, being humble. And so that was one of the things that I was pressed upon me in this premiere broadcast, is to declare to you is he's resting upon you. Has the anointed rested upon your life? Because once he's favored us, amen, it's a matter of now going from faith to faith and glory to glory and allowing the Holy Spirit, the operation of the Holy Spirit, the manifestation of heaven, the administration of heaven, including the angels, the celestial hierarchies, which are here to help us ascend before the throne of God, amen, to press through, amen, a principality and power which in high places, amen, so that we can receive our answer. Amen. And that is why throughout the Word of God, you always find him saying, where is the place of my rest? Where is the house that you have built for me? Amen. The Lord wants us to build a place for him where he can reside with us and be with us. And a lot of times it is an actual place where we're brick and mortar. But that place, what he's really referring to is our heart, amen, you know, because we can meet with the Lord anywhere, amen. We can steal away and find certain places where we can steal away from the Lord, with the Lord. But he's saying, where's the place of my rest? And he said that when you have entered into the rest of the Lord, that this rest is established upon his peace. It's established upon his righteousness. It's established upon what? His joy. And all of that equates to what? The kingdom. Amen. And that's what the kingdom is. The kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he said, where's the kingdom? He said, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. And again, Jesus said, if any man say, Lord, the kingdom of God is here, the kingdom of God is there, he said, believe them not, for the kingdom of God is within you. So that means we have some things we have to do to make sure that our vessel, amen, is clean and garnished so he can dwell, amen, because the Word of God says he would not dwell in an unclean temple. And truly, it's some things that we might still be wrestling with, and that's why the Word of God declares, and he declared that deliverance is the children's bread, amen. And for you to be encouraged that deliverance comes in phases and stages. And the Word of God says, little by little bit, would he drive out the enemy. Amen. And so as we receive deliverance and we drink of his body, eat of his blood, we declare the Lord, amen, our healer. We declare the Lord our deliverer. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I tell you, he said that in order for the kingdom of heaven to be a reality, because that's the whole thing, for the kingdom of heaven to be a reality in our life, we must understand what has and what needs to be prescribed, amen? And I tell you, I'm excited about that because it's by the prophetic word of the Lord, by what he's already said, by what he's already done, amen? He said, behold, I will do a new thing, but the new thing is based on what I've already done, amen. What he comes to do is to make it new by way of what? Revelation knowledge, by way of his purpose, according to the generations, amen, according to the dispensation of time and grace, amen, according to the worlds that are to come, that's being framed, which we speak, amen. And so I'm excited about even the evangelism that is coming forth as a result of the new anointing that's being established in this ninth year upon my ministry. Amen. And the thing that I bless the Lord for in this ninth year celebration is what he said to me is the clarion call. Hallelujah. The clarion call that is being heralded, amen, being heralded, shall I say, to the prodigal, to the lost sheep, to those who are seeking refuge. Amen. And that's what he said to me for this premiere broadcast, that I'm giving forth a clarion call, to the prodigals, to the lost sheep, to those who are seeking refuge. And he said, this declares, amen, and proclaims what? Your birthright. Amen. And I will stop there and minister on that, because he said that many who are prodigals, amen, many of those who have lost their way, amen, the truth is have forfeited their birthright, amen, or sold their birthright, amen, for a chicken dinner or something mundane, something temporal, amen. And so the Lord is saying this broadcast, this clarion call on this premier broadcast is for you to return, amen. And and he's speaking solely to you to return home. Home, amen. And that's why he gave me the declaration for this to be the homecoming king, amen. He said, because I'm really dealing with those who are at home, amen. And you know, the word of God says that he that tarried at home divided the spoil. And the word of God also says that charity begins at home, amen. The word of God says that he that does not take care of his own is as an infidel, amen. So I'm really excited about what he's saying and it's not here about him being the homecoming king, amen, the soon returning king, amen, and for you to understand how important it is for you to be in your rightful place, amen, and that he wants to abide at your house, amen. And I'm going to read for you quickly Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 5th through the 7th verse. And the 5th verse says that these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but rather to the lost sheep of Israel. Amen. He said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. It's right here, right now, even as I'm speaking. It's right where you are. Kingdom is always right where you are. And the thing that I was so blessed about this declaration and when him gave me this is that he said that in this 9th year, amen, of Brides of Christ Women's Ministry Celebration, in this 9th year as you release the word of the Lord to my people, he said, I want them to understand how important it is for them to know the good man. Amen. Not only the good man, but the good man of what? The house. Amen. And I tell you, that's a word right there, because he said that I'm the good man. Amen. And many of my people don't know me as the good man. Glory be to God. Now I'm going to go quickly to Luke, the 12th chapter, the 29th through the 40th verse. Because in Luke, glory be to God, which is the Lord is speaking about healing, which is, I thought was really a blessing he gave me, Luke, because he said that this is a time where he's going to release healing for the restoring of the past to dwell in. Amen. The repair of the breach. Amen. He said that Luke, the 12th chapter, the 29th through the 40th verse, speaks to the questions that they had. Amen. And those who were of a doubtful mind. And the 29th verse says, and seek ye not what you should eat or what you should drink, neither ye be mindful, be doubtful mind. You of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations and the world seek after. And your Father knoweth what you have need of these things. He said, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added. He said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have and give alms, provide for yourselves. Amen. And I want to put the emphasis on yourself, because that's what the Lord said, that this is something you're going to have to do for yourself. Amen. That means you have to grow up. You have to start eating meat. Amen. Provide for yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in heaven, in the heavens, that filleth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. He said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart will be also. But when I want to go down to the 39th verse, where well, I'm going to start at 38th verse, where he says, well, I'm going to go to 37th verse, where he says, blessed are those servants when the Lord, whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Glory be to God. Come forth and serve them. And I tell you, that's what he said to me, that in this clarion call for the prodigal, for the lost, for those who are seeking refuge, that he's prepared a table for you. Amen. He's set a table for you. Amen. Not only in the presence of your enemies, he said, but it is the marriage feast. Amen. And so he said, those servants, those who serve him, when the Lord cometh and find what? Watching. Amen. That means being diligent. He said, really, I shall find you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And verse 38 says, and if he shall come in the second watch, will come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. Amen. And so it's a time for us to discern, amen, the sign of the times. Now, no man know it. I don't know the time when he's going to come. Amen. But we have to, again, be what? Watchful. Amen. And he talks about the first watch and the second watch. Amen. And he said that we are blessed as servants of the Lord, who, if when he comes, findeth us serving. Amen. He said he'll make them to sit down. That means I will give you a place at the table. Amen. You don't have to fight for a seat. Amen. He said, I will have one reserved for you. Amen. And he will what? Come and what? Serve us. Amen. He said, because he that's greater upon you, what? Let him become your servant. Amen. And so he talks about the second watch and the third watch. Amen. And so whatever watch that he's given us, amen, whatever hour he's called you to, amen, which is every hour for us, I'm concerned, amen, that we are blessed as servants if he finds us doing so. Amen. And that watch is not just not into the by and by, going to glory. That's when he comes and nudges us. Amen. In the night season, and when he tells us to wake up, you know, he wants to minister a word to us, or when he puts an instruction of our heart to do something, to give or to forgive, and we answer and respond to what he's saying. He said, you're blessed if you obey. Amen. Now, the 39th verse says, and this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, amen, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Amen. So it's important for us to be able to watch and pray because of what? The thief. They come and steal, so come to that coming to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, he gave me Luke, the 22nd chapter as well. And again, when the Lord gave me this about the good men of the house and was speaking to me about home, amen, and us going to where he sends us, amen, he knows where the prodigals are. He knows where the lost sheep of Israel are. He knows those who he have predestined to become, what, heirs of salvation. And it does not mean it's not open to everybody. Amen. But because salvation is open to everyone. But God has given us specific instructions on which way he wants us to go, because he knows who's there in that city. Amen. And this is what Luke 22 speaks of. Amen. When the Passover was to come and he must be killed, how he sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. And the instruction from the Lord to them and being able to, as they went to obey the instruction to prepare the Passover. In verse 10, he gives them instruction on how to what? Identify the good men of the house. Amen. And this is where he says, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you. Amen. And so the Lord asks the question of you today. Amen. He said, are you the good men of your house? Amen. And who is the good man or the good woman that he's sending to you? Amen. This is the hour where God is connecting us, divinely connecting us with people who have the peace of our prophetic destiny, our future. And so you cannot, by feelings and emotions, and because someone's your favorite preacher, connect to people just by what you like. And that's why it's so dangerous to have a familiar spirit. God is doing a new thing by his spirit. Amen. And Peter and John had to obey the instruction of the Lord if they were going to fulfill the will of the Lord. The Lord needs them to be obedient. Amen. But going back to the verse 10, he says that there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entered. Verse 11 says, and ye shall say unto the goodman of the house, the master said unto thee, where is the guest chamber? Again, he's asking a question. Where's the place of my rest? Where's the house that you built for me? Amen. Where's the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? Amen. The Lord is asking a question. And him asking him a question, the person, the master, the goodman of the house, already knew what was what? Expected. Amen. And verse 12 says, and he shall show you a large upper room furnished there, make ready. Amen. So he was letting him know that when you go to the place, you get to the house that I have sent you to, the master asking where's the guest chamber. Amen. And so, again, when the Lord comes to ask us the question, we need to be able to answer. Amen. And answer correctly and answer honestly. Amen. And that's where your provision is going to be. Amen. And verse 12 is just so amazing because in Luke 22, there's so much happening here. And Luke the 12th chapter, the 22nd chapter, when it talks about the large upper room that was furnished, amen, they're made ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, amen. So when the Lord gives you instruction, amen, and you go in faith, believe it, not seeing, amen, when they got there, it was just as the Lord said it. Amen. So we can trust the word of the Lord. We can trust what he speaks. Amen. Jesus himself is what? The spirit of prophecy. Amen. And verse 13 says that, and they went and found as the Lord had said, and they made ready the Passover. Amen. Verse 14 says, and when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Amen. When the hour had come, the fullness of time had come. Amen. So they had to what? Take the necessary steps. They had to obey the instruction. Amen. By what? Faith. Amen. Because it's a walk of faith. Amen. And again, they weren't hitting and missing. Amen. He told them exactly where to go. He told them what to expect. Amen. And it was so when they showed up. Amen. The fulfillment of it came to pass. So this is really was for Peter and John truly a walk of faith, amen, and they believed the Lord because they knew he was the Lord, amen, and he was the Messiah. He was the one who was teaching them, amen, how to establish the kingdom of heaven, amen, and prepare for his going, amen. So I tell you, the blessing of this 9th year anniversary of the homecoming king really asks the question, amen. It is a declaration of the homecoming king, of him wanting you to prepare yourself, amen, for that which is what to come, amen, which has already been and shall be again, amen. It is a declaration of him coming to restore that which we have lost, amen. Those things that we feel that was forgotten of us, a lot of dreams, the salvation of our loved ones, amen. The celebration of the homecoming king and the homecoming queen as well, shall I say, because this is a great hour that the Lord is really using his women, his holy women, amen. And I tell you, Jezebel is mad, amen. The counterfeit is mad, amen, because we are reigning and we're showing forth his glory, amen, in the earth realm. And I'm excited about that. And I tell you, I ask you for your prayers for Brother Christ for his ministries and all of his birthings. I ask you for your prayers for me, amen, for my life personally, as the Lord continues to work with me and this year being a great year and the next year being a great year, the Lord's will of launching me really out into ministry in realms that he's preparing me for, amen. And I tell you, the thing about healing, to touch on that before I close, is that it's so important, amen. He said that healing is the way of repairing the breach, restoration by way of repentance, amen. He said that we need the balm. He has the balm, amen, and he's releasing that balm by way of the angelic angels, the administration of heaven. He's releasing it by the words that we speak, amen. He releasing it as we walk in our authority, amen, and know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God and pulling down strongholds. Hallelujah. So I want to thank you so much for being here with me on the premier broadcast of the Heavenly Host broadcast. I'm present thanking God for even the anointing, glory be to God, and the revelation that he's yet given me regarding his commission for me in coming to you and edifying you here on the Stars of Heaven Network, amen, that you may be aligned to live in paradise. Live it in the garden of God, amen, to drink from the wells of salvation, draw from the wells of salvation by way of our giftings, amen, by way of the body of Christ, by way of him being the good porter, amen. So I truly hope and pray that you allow the good men of your house, amen, the good man, which is Christ, amen, and I pray that you will be able to identify those who God will send to your house, amen, because in the Old Testament, that's what prophets did. They went to wherever the Lord told them, and they often went to people's houses, amen. So a true prophet is going to be a true prophet or a true minister, a servant who is sent. It's going to be good, amen. And that's why the Word of God says, and even in Timothy or Titus it says, that women should not be busybodies, going house to house, meddling other men's affairs. Amen. It talks about that. Amen. I just sense the Lord is doing a great thing here in our country as he brings healing and restoration to nations. Amen. Allow us to be one. Amen. Now, on the next broadcast, I'm going to come to you reading Isaiah, the 14th chapter. Amen. Isaiah is the foundational scripture he gave me for this celebration, amen, and what he's saying to the nations and those who he's positioned as leaders, amen, the new kingdom leaders of the new free world, hallelujah, the new Timothys, those who he's raising up right where we are, amen. And I tell you, I never thought that I would be in a position to be able to speak to nations and speak the word of the Lord and have him honor my word as I speak it in the spirit. And I tell you, he can use you right where you are, amen, because the kingdom of God is right where you are. It's in you. Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you. Peace and blessings to you. As always, I'll upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. I also will be posting the next airing. It should be tomorrow. That's right. Tomorrow is Sunday. So that means it's Lisa Marie's Fries, Bubbly, and Brunch. And I'm not sure what time I'll be on, but I definitely will try to have it uploaded before 3:30. Until then, God bless you. Peace, blessings, and love. I hope you stay safe out there as the summer progresses. And may you enjoy all the festivities of what this season offers. Amen. Including the summer fruit. Amen. And wishing you and bidding you peace, blessings, and much, much love. Love ya.